A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
In a cartoon world, Layla, a redhead girl, flies her dragon in the sky as words appear. A Netflix original series. Then Dak, a redhead boy, falls off the DreamWorks moon, rescued by his dragon. Now the rescue riders fly to their lighthouse fort as Dak slides down the zipline and flips to the ground. Later, he and Layla put on their riding gear and fly off again as Dak rescues a sheep from hungry wolves, hopping down to grab it. Then leaps off a cliff, back onto his dragon. Now Layla hops through the air from dragon to save a sailor caught up high in his sail. Then flips back onto her saddle, rejoining the others as a title appears. DreamWorks Dragons, Rescue Riders. At night, the dragons sleep soundly in their roost as snow falls outside their window. Burple snores on his back, spitting out pebbles as Summer opens her eyes and stretches.
Yes! First one up!
She looks out.
I bet it's a perfect sunny day for...
Huh? What?
What is it, Summer?
Fire? Slink wings?
Heavenly fish barrel?
It snowed!
The entire island is blanketed in snow.
You know what that means. It means...
Belly sledding! So much fun!
And fast!
And dizzy!
They make snow angels as Burple slides to a stop.
Sorry, Burps. Layla and I are in the middle of a very important...
snowball fight!
Dak ducks as the snowball hits Cutter, slicing through his spines.
Okay, guess I'm in it now, too!
His snowball crumbles.
Speak for yourself.
Burple eats snow, then spits out snowballs at them.
I can't feel my tongue, but it's worth it.
Burps, that was awesome! But you're still going down!
Burple dodges his snowball, then fires back.
I got you, A!
Summer shoots a water blast, shielding Layla with a frozen slide.
Whoa! So cool, Summer!
He climbs up the slide.
That's not what I meant to do.
Come on, Summer. Forget snowballs. You can help us finish building Flappy Frost.
That's what I named our snow dragon.
He shoots a spine for its nose.
Hey, I want to help.
Aggro gets too close, melting it.
Not what I meant to do either. Sorry. Guess neither of us are really cold weather dragons, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
They look down from the bridge.
What's that? Phil can't feel my thong.
They fly into the village.
Okay, better question. What is that?
In the town square.
People of Hutskalor, it's finally here! Today marks the first day of Odin Yule!
They stand around a wooden tree.
Odin what?
Took the wah right out of my mouth.
And what better day for it? The first snowfall of the year.
An avalanche buries Haggis.
And a lot more snow than usual, I might add. Don't you think, Haggis?
He pops his head back out.
Rescue riders! Are you all ready for Odin Yule?
Yeah, totally! So ready, pumped!
Real quick, what exactly is Odin Yule?
Being raised by dragons, we don't exactly know about all the fun human holidays.
You've never celebrated Odin Yule before? Well, now that you're in my family, that's about to change. It's full of great traditions like...
Odin Nog?
Huh?
Aye, Odin Nog, the official drink of Odin Yule. Ha ha! Odin!
He takes the mug from Elbone, chugging it down.
Yuck!
Coughing smoke.
I mean, you might want to try a wee little less of everything.
Thanks, Chief.
Good note. Told you we should have used fresh yak milk, Rocky.
You were going to explain Odin Yule?
Oh, right. Odin Yule is the Viking holiday of giving. And ever since I was a wee lad, it's been my favorite time of the year. We celebrate it over 3 days, and each day is a wee bit different. Today is day one, where we put up the Odin Yule tree and decorate the town. And Burple, apparently...
Happy Odin Yule, Burple!
Whoa! I love this holiday already!
Looks like everyone here does. Even Magnus Fink?
Happy Odin Yule, Magnus!
Odin Yule? Huh. I didn't know it was Odin Yule. I'm just here to show off my latest invention. My woolen sock knitter. With all this sudden cold weather, they'll keep your feet warm all winter.
Free socks? Now that's the true spirit of Odin Yule.
They're 2 gold pieces each.
Okay, that's less in the spirit, but I'll take one.
They come in pairs.
He adds 2 more coins.
Ah.
Magnus takes the coins, then switches his contraption on as it spins a spool of yarn, spitting out a giant sock.
I don't think this is my size.
Come on now.
Magnus whacks his machine as it chugs faster. It now spins out of control, spitting socks everywhere.
Odin, whoa! Come on!
They spring into action, saving the villagers from the flying socks.
Thanks, Burble!
Magnus gets trapped in a sock.
Wing, let's shut this thing down!
Dak flies up on Winger, then leaps back down to shut off the machine.
I didn't need your help. What are you flapping festivity flunkers doing here anyway? Didn't you hear, Chief Duggard? Odin Yule is a Viking holiday.
Oh, Magnus, Odin Yule is for everyone. In fact, would all of you like to help us finish decorating? I'm guessing that was a yes.
While Layla hangs a wreath, Cutter shoots his spines, creating hangers for Summer's lanterns as Aggro lights them, suddenly buried by a clump of falling snow.
H2 on it.
Her water blast freezes.
Huh? Oops. Sorry.
Aggro melts free. Burple now goes to spit bulbs onto the tree, suddenly blown back. Duggard catches the falling bulbs.
Weird. That wind came out of nowhere.
Now it's time for one last thing. Putting the presents on the tree.
On the tree?
Of course. It's an Odin Yule tradition.
The dragons help him, laying the presents onto the tree's wooden shelf-like branches.
Dak, Layla, do you think there's a dragon egg on the tree for me?
A dragon egg?
Yeah. All I want for Odin Yule this year is a baby dragon.
A baby dragon?
Probably not this year, Fengard, but you can fly with me and Winger anytime you want.
Dak!
Okay, well, not on dangerous missions. Or rescues.
Or... No. I just remembered something. Grumbleguard and all the baby dragons on his island. We should invite them to come to Odin Yule, too.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea, Lay.
She hops on Summer.
I'll come, too.
Burple rattles his tail.
One sec.
He spits them out.
Just a little case of the jingle bellies.
A rock.
Jingle belly rock.
They fly off, glancing back at some thick clouds.
Looks like another storm's blowing in. Hopefully it won't be a bad one.
Yeah, it's cold enough around here already.
They head off over the sea.
All right.
Back in the village, they admire the tree.
Wow, it looks amazing. I don't even have a joke to make about it.
Wait! I almost forgot! The Odin Yule helmet goes at the very top of the tree.
No problem, Chief. Winger and I can take that up for you.
No. I've been doing this for years.
He climbs up.
Besides, it's tradition.
The tree wobbles.
Is falling and breaking every bone in your body a tradition, too?
He reaches the top.
Uh-oh. Another storm?
He holds on tight.
Forget what I said! Rescue riders! Help!
Dak flies up on Winger, fighting the wind.
Save the tree! Save the presents!
He falls.
And me too!
They catch him as the others save the tree and gifts.
I think we'll have to finish tomorrow, Chief. The storm's getting worse.
Much worse!
The villagers flee.
Everyone get inside!
He catches Haggis, hurrying to his hut.
Come on, to the roost!
They fly through the blizzard up to their lighthouse fort.
I hope Layla, Summer, and Burple don't get caught in this storm on their way to Grumbleguard's.
The others arrive at Grumbleguard's sunny island.
Hey, look! It didn't snow here.
Thank goodness.
All right, Tendertails. Today, we're working on launches and loops. Ready, set, go!
He teaches the baby dragons outside his cave.
Tug in those wings, Kitty. Now watch out! No drooling while you fly, Sizzle.
He winces as he watches.
Always drooling, that one.
They lie piled at his feet.
That could have gone worse.
Not sure how.
The babies now pile onto Burple.
Aww. Oh. Grumbleguard, we wanted to invite you and the babies to come to Hutskalore for Odin Yule.
There's presents and Odinog and a wooden tree and snow.
So much snow. You wouldn't believe what happens to my water blast in the cold.
It freezes.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
You'd love Odin Yule, Grumbleguard. It's all about giving.
Giving me a headache, maybe. I know all about Odin Yule, and there's a reason it rhymes with fool. Not enough time for that human nonsense. Besides, I can't stand the winter. Only thing that helps me warm up are these fire fruit. Even then, I can never get my tail warm.
You sure have a lot of them.
I stockpile them all summer. By myself.
He blocks Burple.
You've got to come to Odin Yule, Grumbleguard. Everyone is happy and smiling and...
This is just making me less interested.
Burple spits a Santa hat onto his horn.
At least think about coming.
Nope. Not gonna happen.
The babies playfully frolic.
Can we bring the babies to celebrate? I'm sure they'd love it.
What they'd love is to finally learn how to not crash into each other. Or me. All right, kids. Break's over. Back to flight school.
Well, we tried.
They fly back at night.
I still think if I showed him how to have a snowball fight, he would have come with us.
I don't think Grumbleguard changes his mind, Burps.
But changing her mind is so easy. I love doing it. No, wait, I don't. Nah, I do.
Hey, at least we have Odin Yule to get back to. With all those decorations, I bet the town will look beautiful when we get back.
They now arrive back at Hutskalore as the others help the villagers repair the decorations.
What happened?
Another bad storm blew in after you left. Then stopped. Then it started again. Then it stopped again. And then it started again. It went on all night.
Another gust.
Why? And it looks like another storm is hitting right now.
The wind blows his helmet off as Elbone loses his pet rock. Winger catches Haggis.
Come on, we better get back to the roost before...
The wind stops.
Okay, that was weird.
It just stopped for no reason.
This doesn't make sense. On Grumbleguard's Island, there wasn't any snow at all.
I didn't see any bad weather along the way, either. It seems to only be on Hutskalore.
They shield themselves from the wind again.
Well, whatever's causing it, this weather is too unpredictable. It's not...
He slips as Winger saves him.
Thanks, lad. As I was saying, it's not safe to be outside.
I think I may have to cancel the rest of Odin Yule.
Burple gags.
Cancel it? But, Chief!
There has to be another way.
So, would now be a bad time to try my new Odin Nog recipe?
Burple eats the whole mug.
He said it was delicious.
My Odin Nog?
The mug.
He spits the drink.
Okay, back to the drawing board.
I'm sorry, Rescue Riders.
Duggard sadly shuffles off.
But wait, Chief! What if we helped you prepare for the second day of Odin Yule so everyone can celebrate safely?
And Summer Burple and I will try to find out if something could be actually causing all this crazy weather.
We can fix this, Chief. Promise.
Do you two ever give up on anything?
Never!
Not unless it's boring! I mean, nope, never, Chief.
Especially if it's a tradition that's important to our friends and family.
Oh,
he hugs them.
In the true spirit of Odin Yule, you've given me hope, Rescue Riders.
We won't let you down, Chief.
Layla hops back onto Summer, flying off with Burple again.
Okay, time to get started on day two of Odin Yule.
Dak flies off, quickly returning.
So, what exactly is day two of Odin Yule?
Oh, it's the parade of music! Everyone gathers in town to sing Odin Yule carols.
They look around.
Well, it looks like it snowed on your parade.
Exactly. No one can get out of their huts with all this snow!
Now that we can do something about. Come on, gang. Let's clean up the snow and get these decorations back up.
Meanwhile, the others now fly up above the mountains.
The weather gets worse the further north we go.
Tell me about it. I can't feel my stomachs or my wings.
We're not gonna be able to fly much further in this cold.
We don't have to. I think we found the cause of the storm.
The wind gusts from below.
Whoa! What's down in there?
I don't know, but we're about to find out.
Back in the village, they repair the decorations.
Oh,
As Dak rehangs a wreath, the children throw snowballs while Cutter sweeps up with his tail.
Cleaning up all the snow is a piece of cake!
Wait, do they serve cake on Odin Yule?
I'll ask later.
As more villagers emerge from their huts, Eggro swoops down to clear a snowbank.
We'll be done before you can say it.
Ouch!
Oh, step aside, rescue wreckers. As I said, this isn't a holiday for dragons. Magnus Fink alone can save Odin Yule. A few minor changes to my automatic woolen sock knitter, and now it blows snow! And mines!
He pushes a lever as it spits out more socks.
Let me try that again. It blows snow. And mines!
He readjusts the settings and switches another lever, pushing the machine along as it spits out snowballs in all directions. Winger shields Dak.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Back up in the mountains, the others now fly up to an ice crevice.
Whoa! We're definitely in the right place!
But how are we gonna get in there?
Snowy gusts blow out.
We just have to... wait for our... chance! Go!
This is so scary!
They dive into the ice cavern.
Careful, everyone. We don't know who or what could be in here.
What if it's a big, angry, mean...
fluffy baby dragons.
Aww, they're not big, mean, or angry.
The babies suddenly blow at them as they dodge the gusts.
Okay, maybe they're a little bit angry.
Layla opens her dragon diary.
Oh, they're baby Chill Blaster dragons. But I don't understand. Chill Blaster dragons are usually, well, very chill.
These guys definitely aren't chill.
Why are they blasting all this ice and snow for no reason?
Wolves prowl in from the surrounding caves.
I guess they have a reason.
The wolves now pounce, attacking the Chill Blaster babies.
Protect the babies!
Burple slams against a rock to free his frozen wings as he gives chase.
Oh no, bad time to be out of rocks!
He watches as a baby blows back one of the wolves.
Wait a second!
He eats some snow, spinning as he spits snowballs.
Did I get him?
You got that one, but not these!
Layla and Summer hurry to save two more babies cornered by wolves.
Summer! My blast is still frozen!
Better than nothing!
She shoots her icy water blast, walling off the wolves.
That was incredible!
She shoots again, creating an ice slide that sends another wolf flying.
I really think I'm getting the hang of this.
I hope so. Look!
Summer shoots again, deflecting two more wolves into a cave, then traps them inside with another blast as they save the baby.
Looks like you're a cold-weather dragon after all.
Purple snowball blasts another.
I don't think my twang is ever gonna thaw out.
They rejoin the babies in the sealed-off cavern.
Hey, they're pretty cute when they're not blasting at us, huh?
Summer bites off some icicles, feeding them to the babies.
Huh. You think these little guys would like Odin Yule?
Two more wolves.
Guess we're gonna find out. Let's get out of here.
Hop on, guys!
The babies ride on Burple as they fly back out. Meanwhile, in the village.
Guess I was wrong about that bad feeling. Agnes's machine is actually doing a good job.
A good job? I think the word you want is great, or magnificent, or stupendous.
Magnus?
Not finished, or incredible, or fantastic, or sensational.
Magnus, look!
His runaway machine.
Excuse me.
He darts and dives after it, saving the Odin Yule tree just in time.
Now, where was I?
As he starts it back up, it spins out of control, burying Eggro in snow.
Nothing to see here!
Magnus tries another switch as the machine darts away again, knocking down decorations with its snowballs. A snowball hits Dak, knocking him back.
I'm okay!
Dak hops on Winger, joining Cutter and Eggro as they fly after it.
Yeah!
Okay, gang. Ready to shut this thing down? Again?
Yeah, tis the season.
They dodge the snowballs.
This thing was a lot easier to stop when it was just throwing around socks!
Cutter tries a spine blast.
Oh-hoo!
Again?
Eggro tries a blast.
Fire's out too.
Literally.
The machine now hits the sheep statue, knocking the head into a snowbank beside Haggis. It falls down. The machine now hits the Odin Yule tree. It starts to teeter. Dak quickly flies up on Winger, pushing the tree back up as Cutter and Agro help.
I knew that tree was built to last.
They now fly after the machine again, blasting its wheels off as it skids to a stop just in front of Duggar.
You did it!
Did it? They didn't do anything but break my miraculous!
It spews snow.
Device.
He gets buried.
Need help, Magnus?
No.
He slides away.
Look at that! Magnus's machine nearly destroyed the town! But I must say, it did clear away a lot of the snow.
The villagers gather round.
The parade of music can begin!
Deck of the town, it's Odin Yule. Set up the tree for Odin Yule. Laughter and fun is the only rule. It's Odin Yule. Gather your friends, it's Odin Yule. Join with your family, Odin Yule. Set out a feast to make them drool. It's Odin Yule. Season of giving, Odin Yule. Give from your heart, it's Odin Yule. Every gift is so a cool.
Aw, I wish Layla was here for this.
They return.
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
You made it!
Dak hurries over to hug her.
With company. Cold company.
You did get me a baby dragon for Odin Yule.
The other two peer out.
Wait, you got me three baby dragons? This is the best Odin Yule ever!
Actually, Fengard, these little guys were the cause of all the bad weather.
They don't look like they could cause an ice storm.
A gust freezes his spines.
Okay, I can see it a little.
He smiles as the babies smile back innocently.
It feels warmer around here already. You did it, Rescue Riders. You saved Odin Yule. Wait, I almost forgot. I've still got to put the helmet up there.
Chief? Has the Odin Yule tree always had a giant crack in it?
She points at the trunk.
A what? Odin, yikes! Not again!
Dak and Winger save him as the tree topples. The helmet falls last. They stare at the destruction. Odell faints.
Looks like Odin Yule isn't saved quite yet, after all.
Okay, I'm sure this isn't a good time for you guys to try my new Odinog recipe, right? Oh, that's bad.
The tree, the presents, they're all ruined! This is the worst thing I've ever seen!
Duggard hurries to save Haggis as a Chillblaster baby rolls him around inside a snowball.
And now it's gotten worse! Haggis!
The other babies tackle Duggard as Elbone skates up.
Well, Chief, this will sure be an Odin Yule to remember, huh?
Or forget.
The baby freezes his helmet.
Sorry, Chief. We're working on it.
Dak grabs the baby.
Oh, dear.
Cutter now tail whips the ice off his helmet.
Nice catch.
Don't worry, I can help.
Fengard?
The babies instantly stop, hurrying to Fengard.
A good idea, Fengard.
This isn't happening. I'm not seeing this. I'm asleep in my bed on Odin Yule Eve, and this is all just a horrible nightmare.
They freeze his helmet again.
A horrible and very cold nightmare.
Sorry, Chief Duggar. This is really happening.
But we'll make sure most of it happens back at the roost. We have to figure out why these babies are still blasting.
Wait for me!
Fengard joins Layla on Summer as they fly off with the babies.
Don't worry, Chief. We're gonna work this out. We helped you decorate on day one. We saved the Festival of Music on day two. And nothing's gonna stop day three from... Huh?
Duggard sobs into his hands.
Is he crying?
Nah, he's laughing. He's definitely laughing.
He uncovers his face.
Laughing so hard he's crying?
Oh, it's no use, Rescue Riders. Day three of Odin Yule is tomorrow, and we cannot celebrate without presents. I'd be like Hoogan Boo without the Hoogan, or the Boo, or Fall without sweaters, or Pickles without yak milk.
You lost me on that last one.
Chief, like you said, Odin Yule is about family, and this family will figure something out.
I haven't had a good cry like that since Haggis won his first All Islands Viking Sheep Festival.
Chief, I have an idea.
Now's not the time for a new business idea, Elbone. Unless it's a rescue my broken dreams business.
It's way better than that. I'll sail to the northern markets to pick up new presents.
He slips.
I'll even throw in free overnight shipping and delivery.
But don't get used to that.
You know, that could actually work.
Of course it will. I'll be back by tomorrow with all new Odin Yule presents.
He slips again on his ice-cubed feet.
I have a really good feeling about this.
They're the ship!
Well, sort of a good feeling.
All right, now to the ship.
Cutter chisels the ice away as Elbone strolls off.
Boat is that way.
He turns around.
Okay, maybe just a feeling.
We still have one problem. The Odin Yule tree. It's destroyed!
Don't worry. I have an idea for that.
Back at the fort.
Faster!
How about slower, slower, slower? And where did you get a rescue vine?
What's gotten into them? They're still blasting like crazy.
Maybe they're just hungry?
Shh, it's okay, little guy. You want some fish?
I know you do.
The baby blows, freezing the fish in her hand.
Well, at least it won't spoil. Maybe they just want to play.
Summer blasts the ground, making three ice slides.
Over here, guys. Look, you can each have one.
The babies hurry over.
Oh, that is so cool.
Hey, I want to share those.
Fingard rides one of them like a dog sledder.
Huh?
Oopsie.
He slams into the slides, knocking them over.
Where are they going now?
The babies hurry over to the cliff edge and blow together into the sky, creating a swirling gust.
Blasting. Wait, maybe they're signaling.
Signaling? Who?
Their mom. She must still be out there somewhere.
But if she's still out there, what could have happened to her?
Back in the village.
Chief Duggard, feast your eyes on your brand new Odin Yule tree.
Dak uncovers his eyes.
It was just outside town, knocked over by the storm. Or Magnus's invention, one or the other.
A real tree? I suppose it could work, but what about decorations? Most of them were destroyed.
We'll make new ones. This year, we'll do Odin Yule Dragon style.
Ooh, I love that idea.
Shiny flat stones.
I was saving these in stomach number 3. Knew they'd come in handy.
Cutter flies over to an ice block. Ah! He carves a star with his tail.
We can use these, too. Ooh, and wait, what about these?
Fish bones.
Not sure what we can do with those.
Actually, hold on.
He kneels down, making a bone garland.
Not bad, right? Huh. If only we had a few more.
Did you say more?
Gripple spits out a mountain of bones. Then later, they busily hang the new decorations on the tall tree as Duggard flies up on Gripple, placing the jeweled helmet on top.
I must say, it's not bad. But there's no way we can put presents on those flimsy branches.
Then we'll put the presents under the tree instead.
Presents under the tree? Now that's quite different.
We can do something with these too.
What? The socks.
Yeah, we can put presents in them.
Wait, use my creations on this botched, bone-covered bush? Absolutely not. Never. Right, Duggard?
I love it. All of it. A new Odin Yule tradition is born.
Odin Yech.
You see, Chief? Every problem solved just in time for Odin Yule.
Dak, we have a new problem.
Hmm?
You didn't hear that.
Back up at the fort, the babies keep blowing into the sky.
You really think they've been trying to call their mom this whole time?
She must be somewhere close. I don't know why we didn't think of it before.
Cutter gets blasted.
Probably brain freeze?
What are we gonna do with these little guys while we search? We can't take them with us.
Aw, why not?
Now Burple gets blasted with ice.
That's why not.
He tips.
Hey, maybe Grumbleguard can watch them while we're out.
And I can help him watch them. Wait, who's Grumbleguard?
Tell you what, as long as your mom says it's okay, Fingard, you can go.
Really? Yay!
Nice move, Lay. No way she says yes.
Later.
I can't believe she said yes.
Me neither. I think the Odin Yule tree crushing all my presents had something to do with it.
They fly to Grumbleguard's Island, joining the other babies outside his cave.
Wait. Let me get this straight. You're giving me more young dragons to take care of?
A chill blaster freezes his horn.
And ice babies? You know I can't stand the cold.
He knocks the ice off, eating from his stockpile.
Ooh. Oh, that's it. These fire fruits really open up the old windy snout. But no matter how many I eat, I can still barely warm up my tail in the winter.
Cool.
Purple eats one.
Oh, spicy!
A chill blaster cools his mouth.
Thanks. It's only for a little while, Grumbogard, just while we search for their mom.
Well, tracking an ice dragon is easy. Just look for the ice.
So are you saying you'll watch them for us then?
They smile sweetly.
You better not be going long.
We won't, and don't worry, Finny will help you watch the babies. Hello, Mr. Guard.
Wait. You're leaving a human child with me, too?
They sneak off.
Ooh, what's this? Can I touch it? Do you have any snacks? Do you like oatmeal? I love oatmeal. Want to hear an oatmeal, Carol?
Oh, great. A talkative one.
I can't speak dragon, so I guess that means yes! Gather your friends in oatmeal! Join with your family oatmeal!
Dak, Layla, and the others now fly over the sea.
Anyone seeing anything?
Nope. Just a lot of clouds, water, and some frozen chunks of ice.
Wait, chunks of ice? Remember what Grumbleguard said?
I can't stand the cold.
Kids are annoying.
Odin Yule's a silly human tradition and a big waste of time?
No. If you want to find an ice dragon, follow the ice.
Wait, I see something else. Right up ahead.
Elbow?
Rescue Riders! I know I always say this, but I sure am glad to see you!
Elbone, what happened?
Oh, you mean these?
Socks.
I know red is not my color, but we're so cold.
No, I mean, why is your ship frozen in ice?
Oh, that? I was on my way back from the northern markets when I was attacked by a giant dragon!
A dragon? What did it look like?
Well, it looked dragon-y and angry, and it was blasting everything in its path with ice!
Think that could be our chill blaster, Mom?
But why would she be so angry? And why would she attack a ship filled with Odin Yule presents?
I don't know. It looks like we've got two problems on our hands now.
He slips on the ice.
Let's split up. You guys stay here and try to get Elbone's ship out of the ice, while Burple, Summer, and I try to find the chill blaster, Mom.
Good luck! Don't freeze your tails off out there!
They follow the ice trail to a sea stack rock tower, dodging a gust.
Must be where the Chill Blaster Mom is.
I'd say so. Lay, hold on.
They fly to the top. A gust sends Burple free falling as Layla dives back down on Summer to catch him, bringing him face to face with the giant Chill Blaster.
Don't blast me!
They both cower in fear.
Wait, are you a mom?
A mom? No, I'm a dad. Wait, did you just talk to me? You're the Rescue Riders, aren't you? Oh, what luck to meet the Rescue Riders right when I need a rescue!
If you need a rescue, why were you blasting us?
I wasn't blasting you. I was...
Achoo!
Doing that. I'm really sorry. I have a terrible winter cold and a stuffed nose and also a weird rash on my belly that's probably nothing but with my luck. Who knows? The name's Chilbert. It's nice to meet you!
Hey!
Oh, don't worry. You can't catch this. It's a chill blaster dragon thing that's been going around. My kids had it last week, and now I caught it. Oh, I can't stand being sick over the holidays, especially Odin Yule.
Wait, you celebrate Odin Yule?
Of course! All chill blaster dragons do. It's our favorite holiday.
They dodge his ice blast again.
Oh, but I made a big mess of it this year. I was supposed to be taking the kids up north to meet up with their mom and her folks, but my cold got worse on the way. Before I knew it, I sneezed myself out of the sky and the kids were gone.
Chilbert blasts himself backwards this time.
This is the first time I've ever had the kids on my own, and I lost them. Who's ever gonna trust me to watch them again?
Don't worry, Chilbert. We found your kids. They're safe on a nearby island.
Really? Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Whoa. And they're okay? Eating, drinking? Regular-looking poo-poos?
Ew. We didn't check.
They're kinda icy.
They're okay!
They smile at each other.
We'll get you back to them and on your way to celebrate Odin Yule before you know it. Come on, let's help him get in the air.
Are you sure that rash on your belly is nothing?
Because I just got over a...
Purple, it's fine.
They lift him by his tail.
Okay, everyone start flapping those wings.
His sneeze sends them flying as he falls back down.
I'm sorry. I told you, this cold just keeps getting worse and worse.
Don't worry, Chilbert.
You have no idea how hard that is.
This time, try to bite your upper lip. That helps me when I have to sneeze.
He bites his lip as they try again. They lose their grip again, sending him bouncing down to a lower ledge.
I think I got a little higher that time, right?
This time, try holding your breath, okay? You can do this. I know it.
Okay. Okay. I can do this. I can do this.
They lift him high into the sky.
See? It's working.
Chilbert struggles to hold his breath.
Yes, keep it up. Just like that.
Layla, are you sure he's okay?
He suddenly sneezes, freezing Burple.
Sorry!
As Chilbert free falls, Burple flies into the sea, floating inside an ice cube.
Good.
Now back on the rock stack, Layla chisels Burple from the ice.
Thanks, Layla. I could really go for some of Grumbleguard's fire fruit right about now.
Wait a second. That's it! Maybe the fire fruit can help warm up Chilbert and soothe his winter cold so he can fly.
Fire fruit? That sounds spicy, and spicy foods don't usually agree with it.
They scowl sternly at him.
But I'll try anything!
Back out at sea, Winger and Dak try to blast the ice to free Elbow's ship. The blast bounces back at them.
This ice is thicker than I thought.
This is definitely a job for Spikes.
Cutter rockets high into the sky, then nosedives, spraying snow as he tries to drill through the ice with his head spikes.
Yes! Cutter broke through! You broke through, right?
He spins to a stop, barely making a dent.
No, and for the record, I am not trying that again.
Aggro now flies up.
Don't worry. It's time for this ice to feel the heat.
She flares her fiery horns, sinking very slowly into the ice.
Okay. This might take longer than I thought.
I hope Layla, Summer, and Burple are having better luck.
Outside his cave, Grumbleguard dodges ice blasts as Layla and Burple arrive.
Oh, look! Grumbleguard is playing with them.
Get out of my cave!
They duck away from another blast.
Or maybe not.
Finally. You're here to take these tiny tail freezers home?
We sure are, but we need something else first. Can we have some of these?
Fire fruit.
You can have whatever you want, if you just get out of here.
He looks around.
Hey, where's your brother Dab and the rest of your team?
It's Dak, and they're trying to get our friend's boat out of the ice. He has a load of Odin Yule presents, and it's really hard to get out
of. Oh my goodness, I don't care. Sorry I asked.
Later.
Bye, Mr. Guard. Happy Odin Yule! Oh, we left your little present in your cave!
They fly off.
Great. Another mess to clean up.
He turns back into his cave and finds a dragon ice sculpture of himself.
Huh. I never smile like that.
He glances back into the sky, smiling exactly like the sculpture. Now at night, they return to Chilbert on the sea staff.
Oh, I'm sorry! I'm sorry!
They dodge his sneezing gusts. The babies hurry to Chilbert, hopping on his belly.
Chill, Jill, Chill, Bill, and Hank, you're okay! I was worried sick. Literally.
Hopefully you'll be feeling better soon. Catch!
The fire fruit.
Well, it's got a kick. I'm warming up. Thank you so much. Without you, I'd be sitting here panicking and sneezing and itching and wondering if I'm doing all right as a dad and... Well, now I don't have to worry about any of that.
We're happy to help, Chilbert. Have a great Odin Yule with your family.
You too, Rescue Riders!
Speaking of Odin Yule, it's almost morning. I hope Dak was able to get Elbone's ship unstuck.
Back at the ship, Elbone now chisels at the ice with his pet rock.
Sorry, Rocky, but we all gotta pitch in.
Losing his grip.
I want to say this is going well, but...
It's not.
Rocky!
Yeah, that pretty much covers it.
Rocky!
He fondly retrieves his rock.
Sounds like you guys could use some help.
Layla! Thank goodness!
Did you find the chill blaster, Mom?
Kinda, but we can talk about it later. Right now, we gotta get this ship back to Hutt's Galore.
It might be too late for that. Even if we get the ship free, we'll never be able to sail back in time for Odinuul.
We could fly back in time, but we can't carry all the presents by ourselves.
You're right, but I might have an idea. Elbone, how much rope do you have?
Huh? She now ties the dragons to the ship.
All right, is everyone ready?
Ready as we'll ever be.
This is the craziest plan we've ever tried, and I love it!
Me too!
Me, not so much.
Everyone, pull!
The dragons fly up, tugging on the ropes as Layla, Dak, Fingard, and Elbone look on from the ship.
Come on! Give it all you've got!
Dak and Layla share worried glances as the ship suddenly bursts from the ice, flying up into the night sky. Back down below, Grumbleguard secretly blows, his gust propelling them higher into the sky.
Happy Odinuul, kids.
He now flaps his wings, sending a shockwave that propels the ship even faster as it soars into the clouds. Up above, Layla peers down from the ship, spotting Grumbleguard through the fog as Elbone talks to his pet rock and shell.
It's a houseboat, it's a fishing boat, and now it's a dragon boat! Don't worry. I'm as scared as you are.
It's okay, Elbone. We're almost home. Ugh. At least, I think we are. Does anyone know which way home actually is?
Not me. I can't see anything anymore.
I think I know who can help us find our way. Aggro!
I'm on it. Time to light the night.
She flares her horns to guide the way as the other dragons pull the ship through the sky, passing the moon. In the morning, Duggard stares sadly at the Odinuul tree with Haggis as the other villagers awake.
Where are the presents?
Oh, no! Is Odinuul canceled?
No, no, no. It's not canceled. We can always count on Elbone to come through. Oh, dear, what am I saying?
Look.
They all look up, waving to the rescue riders as they fly up with the ship.
The presents! Yes! Odinuul is saved! Oh my!
They struggle to land the ship as it slams down, sending the villagers running for cover. It now slides toward Duggard and Haggis, about to pin them against the tree as it stops just in time. He smiles, getting a lick from Haggis as the other villagers re-emerge. Then happily help unload the ship and lay the gifts and stockings under the tree.
Woohoo!
Magnus now strolls up under the tree.
Happy Odinuul to us one and all! And you, young man, owe me 2 gold pieces for that stocking.
A fishbone garland drops on his head. As he storms off, Layla sees Fingard.
What's wrong, Finny?
It's just, all I wanted for Odinuul was a baby dragon, and I don't see one.
She hugs him.
Fingard, maybe you should turn around.
Whoa!
They look up into the sky.
Grumbleguard? What's he doing here?
The baby dragons hop off.
Well, the babies wouldn't stop squealing that annoying carol you taught them. Here, I'll pick them up after all this human nonsense is done.
Yay! I do get my own dragons.
They hop onto Fingard.
At least for today.
Grumbleguard turns to fly away.
Grumbleguard, wait! You can't leave without your Odinuul present from the rescue riders.
She slips a stocking onto his giant tail.
There, to keep your tail warm in the winter.
He looks at it.
You know, I might as well just stick around until the babies are ready to go. No need to take 2 trips.
I was hoping you'd say that. Happy Odinuul, Grumbleguard.
Yeah.
She hugs his leg.
When Odinuul is underway, the best part of all is Giving Day. Round up your gifts without delay. It's Giving Day.
Well, you did it, Rescue Riders. You saved Odinuul for everyone.
You know, Chief, the tree and presents are great, but you were right. Odinuul really is all about family.
Aye. It sure is.
Duggard puts his arms around them as everyone gathers around the tree to sing, including Elbone, who fondly nuzzles with his pet rock and shell.
Why am I sitting there, don't dismay? It's the thought that counts anyway. It's giving.
Credits: cast, Noah Kai Bentley, Brenly Brown, Zach Allison, Nicholas Cantu, Sky Jackson, Marsai Martin, Andre Robinson, Carlos Alazraki, Roshan Fagan, Greg Griffin, Brad Gresnick, Sam Lavanino, John C. McGinley, and Roger Craig Smith. Executive producer Jack Thomas. Co-executive producer Brian K. Roberts. Written by Laura Bowes. Storyboard by Andy Cassadante, Chris Jimenez, Emily Jordan, and Aaron T. Soon. Directed by Greg Rankin and T.J. Sullivan. Based on the book series How to Train Your Dragon by Cressida Cowell. DreamWorks Animation Television. Copyright 2020.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.